What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR. Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show Sensator George is going down Savannah State. Eric Kill on the Boss Man Show at the SAC Conference. The Tigers down there. Coach, how you been? Really good talking to you again.
Hey, great talking to you. And you know, I'm really excited about where we are and what we got coming up. So it's gonna be an exciting season in the SAC for everybody, for sure.
No doubt, Coach. Let me ask you, man, I saw on y'all Instagram, man, you all had the elite camps and your prospect camps, man. Talk about how important those things are, man, to help you guys recruit and get kind of guys to get a feel for your campus and what you and your staff is about, and also let young coaches come and see what you all do as well.
Yeah, you know, the biggest part for us is with the way recruiting is going right now, it's making sure that, you know, these high school prospects coming through understand that they're going to get recruited by colleges, you know. So it's important for us to be able to do that because they lose out the most with the portal and everything going on. So we're going to stay true to form with our development of young players, and we're always going to recruit a large portion of high school guys and fill it with portal guys. And so we feel pretty good. I thought camp went fantastic. You know, our numbers were up, and, you know, and so that was a plus for us. And then we, you know, we invite guest coaches too, because we know we can't recruit them all. So we had some guest coaches there who were able to look at some prospects and get increased their recruiting pool. So we're going to always do that. It's important for us. And so, you know, we were really pleased with the way our prospect camp went.
And Coach, man, talk about also, as like you said, man, like, getting the guys a front door to university, because some guys don't think about college football. They just want to play high school, but letting them see that they can compete against other talented young men, that they do have an opportunity to play at the next level, be D2, NIAA, whatever level it is. But it's giving the opportunity to see where they stand against other young men as well. And also get the networking with you all, because they want to get into coaching as an intern or, you know, a GA or an analyst. So give them opportunities on and off the field as well.
Yeah, I think it's important for guys to be able, you know, first and foremost, to get on college campuses, right? To expose them to college life. Some of them don't get exposed to it. They don't have colleges either nearby, or they just haven't had an opportunity to get on campuses, different things like that. And so it's important for them to be able to just walk around and say, hey, can I see myself here? Can I be here or on some other university campus, right? Like that part is important, extremely, extremely important, is to get it in their mind. Then the other part is playing, right? Having them compete against some of the best players in the region, in their state, out of state, whatever it is. But also we have our players at camp doing stuff, right? So they can size guys up and be like, yeah, he's about my size. You know, I might be able to play here or there. That part is important too, the eye test. And then it'll be, you know, getting them on campus for a game or something like that when we get going in the fall. So, you know, it's a multi-step process, but it's great for prospects and also great for us to have guys interested in us.
No doubt. Coach Vasquez, man, for you, what has recruiting changed? Like, how you just go about trying to build a young man the right way still with this whole portal world, with it being quicker than you kind of like speed dating almost. So how have you yourself really had to go delve in harder into building a young man and see what he's really about before you say bringing the big part is this Tiger program?
Well, you know, that's the big thing for us. It's culture and family, and we want guys who are about those things. And so we're very selective when we get into the portal and with who you know, like anybody, who you bring in your family is important, right? Yes. We're going to eyeball that. We're going to eyeball our cousin's future husband or whatever. He got to know how to play spades and bigwits and talk the talk that the family talks, right? We can't have him not knowing what's going on. That's going to create a problem. So that's kind of how we think about it. Right. Our it's our family. It's the Tiger family, the extensions of it, the alumni and our community and campus life. And so it's making sure that people can handle that. And then it's doing your research on a guy to find out why is he leaving the other place. Right. Like that's important. You know, some guys feel like I'm a freshman, and there's so many freshmen in the portal, it's crazy, right? I should be playing, and da, da, da. Hey man, you got to earn it. Ain't nobody coming to give it to you. You know, you didn't just get it when you was a freshman in high school. You know, you got to go through the steps of earning it by being there, by learning it, and by showing that you know what's going on. Coach, they ain't just gonna put you in because you're talented. Right? That loses games. You need to know what's going on, what the scheme is, and how to do it, and how to play fast, right? And how to be physical, and all those different kinds of things. So those are all the things that we're going to evaluate when we go through the process. Then we're going to make calls. We're going to put, you know, I've been doing this a long time, so a lot of guys who are transferring or whatever, I've come across guys that I know or guys on my staff know, and so we're going to do the research. We're going to find out, you know, what's his character? What's he like? You know, is he going to add to the positive fabric of our team and our university? Those things are important. And then I got to make sure that his grades are right where it is, that he's going to go to class and leave the place. I don't want him leaving. You know, I'm not having him come so then he can be here and then he's going to look for somewhere. No, we want you to go across the stage and do it the right way. So we're just trying to make sure that we hold up, because you got to re-recruit your own guys.
Yes.
You know, every year. You know, I can't stress that enough. You got to re-recruit your own guys. And we've been pretty fortunate to not lose many guys to the portal. I think because we create a good atmosphere and a good culture. And our program is pretty consistent in terms of the things that we do, and the guys know what to expect.
You know what, Coach? I told somebody the other day, Coach, I was saying, look, man, it's more about retention than recruiting. It's more about retention now than recruiting, because
it truly
you
is.
Got dudes. If you got dudes that can play, other jokers in their DMs send a message. So you got to every day fight that fight to make sure your guys stay loyal to you.
That's right. And you know, with all the new changes and the 105 rule at Division I and just different stuff that's going on, making sure that you educate the guys on what's happening, because there'll be guys who get in the portal still in the portal. You know, they got in the portal first semester, they didn't have a place to go second semester, and they're still there now in the summertime trying to find a home, you know. And so you better make sure you got all your ducks in a row. And if you leave, like I tell people, if you leave, it's okay. It's okay to go. But understand that there, you know, with every decision you make, there's a repercussion and a consequence that goes with it. So it is what it is. It's not always greener on the other side of the grass, but sometimes it is. And I always wish a guy, if he comes to me and says he's going to the portal, I always wish him the best, because I only want the best for my players and where they are in life, you know. And like I tell them, I'll help you if this isn't the place for you. I'll help you, and we'll try to get you somewhere. So.
No doubt, Coach. I said, I had a young man who tried to get me to call his coach against the house. I'm not doing that, because I didn't know the coach personally. He got in the portal, didn't land nowhere, wanted to come and say, and wanted me to mess up my friendship with the coach, to intercede on his. I said, I'm not doing that. I know him. He ain't letting you come back. Once you leave, you gone, buddy.
Right.
Now, he thinks, you said, well, you're a radio host. He ain't going to get mad at you. I'm his friend. I'm not doing that to my friendship.
That's right. It's not fair to the friendship, right? So, believe me, I get it. It happens all the time.
No doubt, Coach. And also, man, for you, I know at your level, you don't really have any guys on campus this time of year. So, talk about the accountability piece of guys doing the right things while they're away from you all when fall came around the corner. So, when you get a conditioning test, you really know who was really – on their game this summer, who wasn't?
Yeah, you know, the great thing is that we do meet weekly as a team, you know, over Zoom and really getting it in that way. And we're able to have, you know, that's one thing that COVID taught us, was that we can have meetings and everybody not have to be in the same room, right? So we're able to do that and get our installs in and do all the things that we need to do that way, and constantly just remind them that you better be doing something. Because if you're not at this point, you're so far behind, right? You're not going to make it through camp, not injury free. You're not, because your body's not going to be ready for it, you know. So you have to be doing something. Like I tell them, you have to be doing something football every single day, something mental and something physical. And I think as a whole, our guys can see that we have a chance to have a pretty good season. And, you know, the majority of our guys, I'm sure, are working extremely hard. And then it was great this year because we had some of our older guys stay in Savannah who aren't from Savannah. So, you know, we do have some guys who are around every single night, and they're all working together. Lifting and running and keeping themselves in shape. And so, you know, that's exciting for us to see as well, as well as improving our leadership on our team. You know, we got guys stepping up who are just communicating well and effectively with the entire team, and that's a plus for us.
And Coach, like you said, looking at your record last year, man, you had 3 one-score losses. So talk about having a team have more attention to detail about that, man, because you look that close to being maybe 8-2 rather than 5-5 if you get 4 games in the different directions. So talk about talking with your guys about how those small key plays in the first quarter affects the fourth quarter as well, and especially those one-score games.
You hit the nail right on the head, right? It's about the details, paying attention to the small details. And we were able to do that a little bit, and get to 5-5, which was great. But that's why I think our team is bought in, because they see the growth, the development, they're trusting in each other. And the details matter. Like I tell them all the time, it's about those details. It's about being intentional about the things you do, right? It's about making sure that you dot your I's, cross your T's, that you're on time, that you're putting in the effort, that you're, you know, all those different things. And that I talked to them about it being football, teaching them that for the rest of their life, right? Because those are the things in life that matter, okay? And if you're able to master those things, you're going to have a pretty good life, I think. So, I think our team has, like I said, has a chance. We've got a tough schedule naturally, but I think that, you know, getting off to a fast start this year is going to have to help us. And also, like you said, paying attention to those details each and every time we step on the field.
No doubt, Coach. I feel like every phase matters, man. I don't think I think sometimes fans don't understand special teams, the kickoff, the, those hitting yardage right there.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
A shank punt or a punt.
A shank punt. It could be anything.
All these little small things, this game of football that we have matter. Fantasy touchdowns, interceptions, and sacks, and whatever.
That's right.
But that third phase, Coach, those hitting yards in that third phase, determine a lot of wins and losses.
Absolutely. It can set up a score for either side. It can create momentum. There's all those little things, those hidden plays in special teams game. And for us, we win a game. We lost a game last year because we missed an extra point, right? Like, so those are details, right? Those are them details that we're talking about, that it's not automatic. Let's pay attention to it. Let's make sure we're making it happen. And so we put extra emphasis for sure on that other phase, that third phase in terms of our special teams.
Yeah, because Coach, anybody, if you miss that extra point, you're always chasing that point the rest of the game.
You're chasing. And it was the end of the game. It was the end of the game, overtime situation. We missed the kick. You know, you got to make that so that we can at least have a chance to win, right? And we don't win it. Because we missed it. And so that, it's heartbreaking, but also it's a learning exercise for us. So it's paying attention to those details for sure.
No doubt, Coach. And like you said, man, you have a tough schedule in SIAC East. It's tough, man. And talk about it's tough, but it's fun to compete against, knowing every week it's going to be a tough game no matter what. And how fun is that as a comparative that you are, knowing that it's no easy. It's no bye weeks, really.
That's right. You got to come ready to play. You know, everywhere we're very competitive as coaches in the league. We try to, like we said at our coaches meeting, we'll say it next week. You know, we're all friends. We're all close, and we only want the best for each other. But for those 3.5 hours that you're playing against somebody, you're just not friends. You're friends up to the kickoff, and then while the game's going on, I could care less. Right, I'm trying to beat the brakes off of whoever I'm playing, and then when it's over, I'll shake hands and say either congratulations or thanks a lot or whatever it is. And we'll talk for a few minutes, and then it's on to the next one, because we're all that competitive and we all want the same thing. We're all pushing for that SIAC championship, you know. And SIAC has gotten better as a conference and gotten more competitive nationally, and so that part's exciting too when we see our sister schools in the conference going and having success against other programs outside. That helps our strength of schedule and helps us regionally and what have you. And so we're excited to just be in that process. Like I said, hopefully we can get off to a fast start and be making some noise, you know, nationally and in SIAC for sure.
No doubt, because I one more for you, Coach, man. How cool is it to have administration behind you, support you, man, and really see your vision, your mission, man? Because a lot of things people are saying, administration is win championships for you coaches, man. And talk about how important it is to have people are in the community, in the university community, and the administration who support you, this team, and your vision to help you all get to where you want to be as SIAC champions eventually.
Yeah, I'm extremely gracious and blessed to be able to have a great administration from the president down to our athletic director, our alums, you know, and the community who supports Savannah State football. You know, that matters so much more than people realize, when you can go out and represent everybody in a great way, and they support me and our program and our vision, which is to graduate our guys, right, and to play a high level football and play exciting and good football, and have fun while we do it, right? Because that's important. But our administration, our athletic director, has been super in just making sure that we try to continue to improve the program each and every year, and we've been able to do that. So I'm fortunate. I'm blessed by that. Everybody can sit and say they want more or need more or what have you. It don't matter. You know, University of Georgia got everything you could ever want and then some, right? And I'm sure Kirby's in there going, hey, but I need to get something else, right? So, you know, that's just the way we are as coaches. But the biggest part for me is that our guys have a great experience, okay? they love it here. I love it here at Savannah State. And it's been the people who support the program, like I said, from our president down to our athletic director, the faculty and staff, the students, our alumni, our booster club, you know, everybody's just really excited for this coming season because, you know, we're hoping that we're going to have a really good team and that it's going to set us apart and that we're going to do something here that hasn't happened in a long time, and that's play for a SIAC championship. And that's our goal.
No, Coach, I had to pull out of the SIAC media day because it's the All-Star game is in Atlanta. The baseball All-Star game is in Atlanta. So I had to pull out the All-Star game on the 15th.
That's right.
I couldn't work going to make it anymore. That was a little too much.
You ain't gonna make it.
I said, I gotta go to the All-Star game. Ain't Atlanta all the time. So I gotta do that. So I had to pull out the All-Star game in Atlanta on the same day. Had to do that, Coach.
I appreciate it. I do. I appreciate the time that you're taking with us today to you know, really just talk about our program and certainly, you know, we're gonna miss you at Media Day, but we'll do well by you for sure.
Yes, indeed. Coach, thank you so much for your time. It was good chatting with you, Coach. I love your energy, man. I hope you have a great year, brother.
I appreciate it, and let's catch up again soon, okay? I'll talk to you.
All right, Coach. Appreciate you, brother.
All right, thank you.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.